We'll be right back. This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game. This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, speaking to you from the Wright State University Nutter Center. Today, the Jackson Center Tigers shoot for their first ever state volleyball title as Jackson Center tries to keep the Division IV crown right in Shelby County in West Central Ohio. The Fort Laramie Redskins won their first state championship in volleyball 1 year ago. Kim Metz, head coach at Jackson Center, in her 28th year, has led the Tigers to the state Final Four in 2007, 2008, and 2015, losing in the championship match to Marion Local in 2008. Yesterday, in an epic state semifinal, Jackson Center defeated Monroeville 3-2, coming back from a 2-1 deficit to win 16-14 in the fifth on a point by Aaron Metz and an attack error by Monroeville. The Tigers are now 28-1 on the year, have been beaten in only 5 sets the entire season. The opponent for the D4 state title game here today is Tuscarawas Central Catholic from New Philadelphia, 24-5 on the year, losers of 21 sets on the season. In 7 total trips to the state tourney, Tuscarawas has won a state semi only twice. Neither team has garnered a state championship. A lot on the line here today, Chuck. Both teams looking for that elusive state crown.
Well, there's going to be probably a few jitters to start the game. I think what Jackson Center has to guard against is that match they had yesterday was probably the two best teams here. So, I mean, it's the same thing as like Ohio State last year beating Alabama in the semifinals, and everybody was kind of counting that as the national championship, but they had another one to play. That's what Jackson's got to do today. They got to come out here and play again and get a lead and let Tuscarawas realize that they shouldn't be out here with them.
And we're going to call Tuscarawas Central Catholic the Saints all day long during this match. We'll try to avoid that multiple syllable word, Tuscarawas.
Tuscarawas, yeah. I used to, they had friends that lived over in Janaden Hutton, which is right next to it. It's in Tuscarawas Valley, so in county, so yeah. I know how to say it.
Yeah, which one's got more syllables? Janaden Hutton?
Yeah, it's actually Ganaden Hutton, if you want to say it correctly. but it's the Tigers against the Saints. Both teams wearing black jerseys, shorts, very dark attire for each team. The difference, Jackson Center with the orange numerals, orange trim, and the Saints with the gold numbers and the gold trim. Should be a dynamite match. Tuscarawas won yesterday in four, defeating Waterford 3-1, a much quicker match than the victory won by Jackson Center. Do you think that would take any more out of the Tigers from a physical standpoint, Chuck?
I don't think so. I think they're just so darn excited to be here, and they're kids, and they're so pumped up. The thing they got to guard against is being too pumped up. You know, go out there, just play their game, and they should be just fine.
I hung around yesterday, watched that second state semifinal in Division IV between the Saints and Waterford, and this Tuscarawas team is strong up front. The coach has a couple of daughters who play on the front line, and they're excellent. Oftentimes, the points go right through Sydney Gilland, a 6-foot junior, and Alexis Gilland, a 5'10 sophomore. Only two seniors on this entire Saints roster, seven on the Tigers roster. That might make a difference in the end.
Well, I mean, both of them are here. All these kids are basically here playing on this floor for the championship for the first time, so I'm not sure it makes a lot of difference how many seniors or sophomores you have.
Jackson Center played extremely well at the net yesterday, outdueling Monroeville. Jackson Center, a 20% attack percentage at the net. Monroeville, less than 15, and Jackson Center had quite a few more digs than Monroeville yesterday, so Jackson Center was better up front and in the backcourt. Peyton Esser, marvelous performance by her once again on the back row.
She has been outstanding. I mean, we've seen them through two regional games and then their semifinal game yesterday. She has been outstanding. She is a reason, one of the big reasons that they're still here.
Cameron Elkert, 23 assists yesterday, 14 digs. Cameron Haney, 11 assists yesterday, 9 digs. 27 kills by Cassie Meyer and some wicked serving. Jackson Center outdueled Monroeville serving the ball, too.
No doubt about it. And, you know, I mean, Cassie Meyer is just, she's a junior, and she is just outstanding. She's not just a hitter. She plays the entire floor. That's why she never comes off.
Speaking of Cassie Meyer, we're going to hear from her right now, along with Aaron Metz. Aaron, an outstanding frontliner for the Jackson Center Tigers, who have tremendous depth spiking the ball. A number of ladies can get it done. Cassie Meyer mentioned to us that the Lady Tigers are looking for their very best performance of the year here in the state championship. They're focusing on themselves, and Aaron Metz says she provides energy, enthusiasm, and excitement.
I just go out and have fun and try to do anything I can and just try to get a touch on every block to help out Peyton in the backcourt. And then when someone does something good, I try to bring energy to the court as much as I can. That's one of my biggest goals, is to bring energy and be a leader.
It's a year-round sport almost. It takes a long time to perfect the skills that you young ladies have acquired. Tell me about the work and effort you put in, my goodness, and it really shows.
Well, we do a lot of summer stuff nonstop. We almost don't have a summer. We do jump training and workouts, and it's just incredible. But we do it to get where we are today, so it's all worth it.
Cassie, just a junior, another year left, but you're close to achieving that big goal your junior year. It's been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've put in a lot of hard work, and coming this far is beyond belief, and we're all super excited.
What goes through your mind when that ball is set past perfectly for you to go toward the net and make that big spike? What's going through your head at that time? Obviously, you know you've got the ball just about where you want it to finish off the point.
I just want to crush it. Yeah, with a perfect pass and a perfect set, I got to finish it for them. So I guess that's kind of what I'm thinking in that short amount of time.
A big regional tournament for you. Fort Loramie beat Jackson Center 3-2 late in the regular season. You beat Fort Loramie three straight sets early in the regular season, and you repeated the hat trick, so to speak, 3-0 in the regional with a phenomenal team performance. Yeah, you made a few mistakes, but darn near perfection, outstanding effort against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, coming in, playing the game against them, we knew we wanted to beat them.
Sure.
And to be honest, we are kind of happy that they defeated us, because then it kind of got that fire going again.
Yeah, yeah.
So we came back even stronger than ever, and we were pretty happy with how we played.
Yeah, and if you were shouldering some pressure from being undefeated, that relieved that pressure somewhat. Your best performance is a mindset which concentrates on your game and executing each and every point as well as you can. Forget about the opponent.
Yeah, exactly. We just got to focus on how we play together. We just got to keep our energy up, get it done.
Chemistry and communicate.
Yeah, that's right. Chemistry for sure, and definitely communicate. That's all major rules in how we play.
Words from Jackson Center Tigers junior Cassie Meyer and senior Aaron Metz. Meanwhile, Pauline Meyer and Peyton Esser talked to us here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Peyton said she loves passing the ball and setting up her teammates. And Pauline noted it's been a long time goal to get to the state tournament and win the championship.
I grew up watching my cousins play, listening about my mom playing. It's been a goal of mine to be at state since I can remember. And it's finally here, so we're going to take our full pledge towards it and go get it.
Thinking back to last year's regional tournament, you were knocked out. Has it been a mission in the minds of this year's players to come back strong, avenge that regional defeat, and get to the state Final Four?
We're a whole new team after last year. After that loss, I've never seen such determination in one team's eyes. It's ridiculous, and we're ready to go.
Well said. Peyton, take a minute to talk about your responsibility. Wow. You dig those spikes off the floor like you've got little cushion pillows in the palms of your hands. How do you do it? Such feather-like touch.
Well, I'll tell you, they don't feel feather-like when I hit the ground. But as a team, we do a good job of picking each other up, helping each other when we need to. If someone's down at the moment, you help them out as much as you can. If they need, like, if they're having trouble on serve receive, you kind of help them, talk to them, let them know where it's coming. We are just glad to be playing the game we love this weekend. We've been wanting to get to the state as our whole growing up. So it's going to be a good time. We're ready to go. Yeah, we get very excited for each other. We're one big family. We celebrate each other's achievements just as much as our own, probably even more.
Words from Tigers' Peyton Esser. Chuck, she talked about team chemistry, and the Tigers have got it. They have so much fun playing together like a family, about which she spoke.
Well, you know, team unity and the kids getting along is half the battle. I've seen a lot of teams that had a lot of talent, but you could tell they didn't enjoy being out there with each other in a lot of sports. You can tell these girls like each other a lot.
And we're about 6 or 7 minutes away from the state championship match in Division IV volleyball between Jackson Center and Tuscarawas Central Catholic. We've got some highlights for you coming up next of Jackson Center's big 5-set victory yesterday over Monroeville. There was a controversial call at one point in that fifth and decisive set. Jackson Center was up 8-6, and Cameron Haney got called for a miscue, carrying the ball or cupping it or hitting it twice. I didn't see it, Chuck. That made the score 8-7 in favor of Jackson Center. And we're going to pick up the action right there with the Tigers up a point. During this segment of highlights, we will jump from a lead by Jackson Center of 4 to the last 2 or 3 points of the match when the Tigers won it. So there will be a leapfrog. You'll be able to detect that when you hear it. I also reference in this segment the point that went to Monroeville and against Jackson Center. That was the Haney violation that we didn't agree with, but that violation
actually took place right before this segment starts. Jackson Center's up 8-7. Tigers go on a run to stretch the lead to 11-7 before Monroeville calls a timeout. Three in a row, Monroeville. Here is Monroeville, three hits. Jackson Center, 1-2-3. A set for Cassie Meyer. Look out. And she pummels that one over the net. 9-7, Jackson Center. Well, I think the official up top, Chuck, has got to let him play. There's very marginal carries on those shots that start out like passes. I don't think need to be called. And here is a good serve at Jackson Center. Monroeville clearly breaks the plane. The pass to the front line was long. And the player from Monroeville went beneath the net, trying to get in position. 10-5, Jackson Center. Good serve. Cassie Meyer. Monroeville sends it back. Kessler! What a kill! Alicia Kessler draws one. 11-7, Jackson Center. Timeout, Monroeville. Two sets apiece. Fifth and deciding set on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center with set point and match point. 13-13, Tigers. Serving is Elkin for Jackson Center. Cameron steps into it. It's up and over. Here's Stieber. Front line to Thomas. Left side pass goes to Brianna Kramer. Jackson Center diving ball and can't retrieve. Eagles tie it up at 14. We go to overtime, so to speak, here in the fifth set. 14-14. Stacia Stieber serves for Monroeville. She barely gets it over to Thomas, or I should say to Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Great shot by Cassie. Going off the floor is Monroeville. Thomas gets it. Sends it up front on the play to the Tigers. At the net. What a shot. Yes, it's Mutz who gets it. A weak pass by Monroeville. A poor shot. And Karen Mutz with easy pick and salted that one away. Again, it's set point, match point. 15-14 Tigers. Here's a shot going wide by the Eagles on the serve save. The shot by Brianna Kramer is no good. It's no good. And Jackson Center is victorious. 3-2, 16-14 in the fifth.
Well, as you could tell yesterday, Chuck, we were amidst the Jackson Center crowd.
Right.
The Tigers were on our side of the floor. Not so here today for the state championship match. A sea of orange and black across the way. Tuscarawas behind it. Tiger fans outnumber the Saints fans. So when the Tigers get a big point, you'll hear Jackson Center from the other side of the floor. Tuscarawas Central Catholic people are directly behind us here at courtside at the Nutter Center. Should be an exciting match. As I mentioned, Tuscarawas led up front by Sydney Gilland, Alexis Gilland, 6'5", 10", respectively. Lauren Fredericks, a middle hitter, is a 6-foot senior. Tuscarawas not severely tested yesterday in defeating Waterford 3-1. Chuck, before we run down our sponsors and highlight them for our listeners, let's introduce to our fans the Jackson Center Tigers roster with a little Eye of the Tiger music in the background.
Peyton Esser, senior, libero, Jackson Center Tigers.
Aaron Metz, senior, middle hitter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Cameron Elkert, junior, setter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Kristen Ware, junior, outside hitter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Miranda Hickey, junior, outside hitter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Cameron Haney, junior, setter outside, Jackson Center Tigers.
Lauren Metz, senior, outside hitter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Aaron Sophie, senior, setter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Jael Fry, senior, setter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Vanessa Winner, junior, outside hitter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Raquel Kessler, freshman, outside middle hitter, Jackson Center Tigers.
Tian Spicer, senior, DS, Jackson Center Tigers.
Katrina McGowan, senior, DS, Jackson Center Tigers.
Now, there you have it, the Jackson Center Tigers, seven seniors, as they lead the way here in the state championship match against Tuscarawas Central Catholic. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, bringing you the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the developer at the Timber Trail subdivision, a number of beautiful wooded lots available for you at Timber Trail, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, north of I-75, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, near Honda, great location. Middendorf Builders, the developer at Timber Trail. Home customization at its finest by Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Mitch Middendorf and his associates for underwriting scoresbroadcast.com. These additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. We've got more sponsors and the starters coming up for this match when we return here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
And here on scoresbroadcast.com, this state championship match in Division IV volleyball has also been brought to you by Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, on West Michigan in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? And the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And these Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions with excellent workmanship. Jackson Center Tigers here as a result
of seven triumphs in tournament play, defeating Lewisburg Tri-County North in three, 25-2, 6-4, Bradford in three, 25-7, 4-9. And then in district play, victories over Houston, 25-9, 11-10, and Fairfield Cincinnati Christian, 25-4, 8-9 in the regional at Tippecanoe. Jackson Center defeated New Knoxville 25-15, 14-16, and Fort Loramie 25-19, 14-17. And yesterday in the state semifinal, victorious finally over Monroeville, taking the first set comfortably 25-11. Monroeville rebounded to take sets 2 and 3, 25-22 and 25-20. Jackson Center garnered the fourth, 25-17, and also took the thrilling fifth set, 16-14. Actually, Jackson Center scored about 16 or 17 more points than did Monroeville during the entire match.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it doesn't matter how bad you beat somebody, and one of them, a win's a win. So you go 25-0 and then lose two, and you know, I mean, that's just the way the sport works.
Jackson Center's front line depth, Chuck, is unbelievable. It is superb. It's not only junior Cassie Meyer, it is well balanced. Any one of five or six young ladies can make that key spike off a good pass.
Yeah, and they were really terrific yesterday. It wasn't, Cassie Meyer was outstanding, but everybody up on the front line contributed, and that's what they're going to need again today.
As you heard moments ago in our highlights of action late in that fifth set, Alicia Kessler, a big play. Erin Metz, a big play, as she notched the 15th point for the Tigers in that 16-14 victory. The floor play from the likes of Peyton Esser, J.L. Fry, Cameron Elkert was outstanding. Pauline Meyer, Kristen Ware, key contributions. Vanessa Winter, also a cog for the Tigers. Contributions from everyone. Here we go, we're underway. Tuscarawas Central Catholic serving. And here's Jackson Center, three passes up front. A set on the play for Erin Metz. And she starts off, Chuck, where she left yesterday. A big kill off the fingertips of a Saints player. It's 1-0 Tigers. Jackson Center serving, three hits for the Saints. Here's a set far side for Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. Good recovery by the Saints. Going to her knees, Cameron Elker, good play. Feeds it off to teammate Kristen Ware. Cross court to Cassie Meyer for the spike. 2-0 Tigers.
Another outstanding pass by Elker.
Serving Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center. Guides it to the far side of the floor. Tuscarawas sets it up front for Lauren Fredericks, the six-footer. She bumps it over. Bumping it right back on the plate. Kristen Ware for Jackson Center. Three hits Tuscarawas. Here's a block at the net by Cassie Meyer, who might have broken the plane above the net.
I think that was the call.
It is 2-1 in favor of Jackson Center. We are early on in set number one, Division IV state championship. Here's a little tip shot at the net by Erin Metz of Jackson Center. It's slammed back by the Saints. Point Tuscarawas. Nicely done by Sydney Gillen, 6 foot junior. We're tied up at two. Two each. The Saints serving. Nice job by Molly Triplett. Three hits Jackson Center. The last by Ware. Tuscarawas gets it over. Jackson Center setting. Elkert far side. Cassie Meyer. She lets one go. Look out. She's got it.
When she gets that full swing in there, boy, you're not going to stop it.
Woo. 3-2, Jackson Center in the lead over Tuscarawas. Serving Erin Metz. Back line, Tuscarawas gets it. It's fed up front by the libero for this club from Tuscarawas, New Philadelphia, Molly Triplett. And then an error at the net against Jackson Center. You heard the roar from behind us from the Saints crowd. We're tied up at three. Serve receive. Cassie Meyer up front to a teammate, Elkert, who sends it back to Cassie. But her shot is wide off the floor to the right. She sliced that one. Missed it. Tuscarawas leads it 4-3.
Saint serving, provided by Lauren Fredericks. 1, 2, 3, it's for the Tigers. The last of which by Kristen Ware is blocked back beautifully on the play by the Saints. Nice effort, Alexis Gillen, 5'10 sophomore. 5-3, Saints lead. Serving, Lauren Fredericks. 1, 2, 3, it's the Tigers. Oh, a little dig. Cassie Meyer threw that arm around like she was going to jam one home. A little touch shot in no man's land. It's a point for the Tigers. 5-4.
Split the defense, and she found the spot on the floor. That was a nice play.
Getting the serve honors Cameron Haney for Jackson Center. Glides one up and over. Taken there by Brooke Beamer, the libero, 5'6 junior. She sends it to the front line. Poor pass. Deflection by the Saints. It goes off the floor. We're tied up at 5. Serving Haney for Jackson Center. Cameron, the 5'9 junior. Serve received, the Saints. 1, 2, 3, it's Tigers. Here's a set, nicely done. Haney, far side, Cassie Meyer, and she drills another one in.
She's already got 4 kills.
Wow. 4 of the first 6 points for the Tigers, spikes by Cassie Meyer. Haney serving with the left hand. Here is a shot attempt at the net by Sydney Gillen of Tuscarawas. She goes up against Cassie Meyer, and it's a mismatch. Tigers earn the point. Scoreboard read 7-5, Jackson Center. Haney serving. Serve received, Tuscarawas. Ball fed middle of the floor. Alexis Gilliland hits the middle of the netting on the shot. It's no good. 8-5, Jackson Center. Haney on a roll serving. 5 straight points for the Tigers. Ball was clubbed up and over by Abby Gibson, middle hitter for Tuscarawas. It's sent right into the middle of the floor. A good two-team effort. Vanessa Winter gets a fist on it for the Tigers. 9-5, Jackson Center, 6 in a row. Haney on a streak, serving. Here's a set near side for the Saints. Abby Gibson, it's repelled right back. Kessler's in her way. Another Tiger point. 10-5, Jackson Center. Alicia Kessler, 6'2", junior. Powered that one in. Here's Haney, serving again for the Tigers. She missed one, a little long. 10-6, Jackson Center, which had reeled off 7 in a row. Leaping is Sydney Gillen, serving for Tuscarawas. It's a tough one to handle. And the Tigers, Vanessa Winter goes off the floor, can't retrieve it. Point for the Saints. 10-7, Tigers. Sydney Gillen serves again. Here's a set. Haney, far side of the floor, as she lofted one to a teammate. And it's sent airborne up and over by Vanessa Winter. But the Saints come back and power one down the left side. It's Fredericks on the return. 10-8, Jackson Center. And then Tuscarawas follows up with a service miscue into the net. 11-8, Tigers. Here's Cassie Meyer. She starts a good 12 feet off the floor, runs up. There's that sinking serve of hers. Dug off the hardwood by Maggie Dominic, a 5'8 junior for the Saints. Here's a set, middle of the floor for Kessler. Nicely done on the play as Metz teams up with Winter to deal it to Kessler, and she spikes it. 12-8, Tigers. First set, state championship D4. What a wicked serve by Cassie Meyer. The Saints go off the floor to get a fist on it, and the ball sails into the scorer's table. And Tuscarawas Central Catholic needs a timeout. Once down 5-3, Jackson Center scored 10 of the last 13 to lead 13-8, set number 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number 1 again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Tuscarawas Central Catholic called a timeout a moment ago. to try to stop this string of points, but Jackson Center. Tigers have upped their advantage to 5, 13-8. Cassie Meyer with that sinking serve of hers again. It's scraped off the floor on the play by Fredericks. Up to a teammate up front, but it's blocked right back to Jackson Center. What a play, Chuck.
Great block, and I tell you, the serve is causing Tuscarora's not to be able to have any kind of a setup at the net.
As a result, the passing is very sloppy. Cassie Meyer's serve has got Tuscarora's off balance. Kessler got the last kill. Here's a good block at the net by Jackson Center, and Tuscarora defends, but the deflection goes off the floor wide. Again, a good two-team effort, far side of the court, provided by Winter and Kessler. Here's Tuscarora, serve received, knocked back to Jackson Center. The Tigers set it up front, and a miscue at the net. Jackson Center breaks the plane, or maybe a double hit. It's 15-9, Jackson Center leads. Serving for the Saints is Alyssa Teeter, a 5'6 junior. Here's a set near side for Kessler by the Tigers, who powers one, recovered by Sydney Gilland of Tuscarora. And here's three hits by Jackson Center, the last of which is tried by Haney. The left-handed dump shot hits the floor right in front of a Saints defender. 16-9, Tigers. Peyton Esser ties her shoe as she gets set to serve for the Tigers. Peyton with that orange number 2 on the front of the white jersey. Airmails one over. Three hits Tuscarora, last of which by Sydney Gilland. Tigers recover that kill very nicely. 1-2-3 hits. Here's a kill on the play by Fredericks of Tuscarora. Again, dug off by Esser. Right back to Tuscarora. Guilty of a couple hits is a player in the middle of the floor. A miscue by Beamer. And it's 17-9, Tigers. Serving Peyton Esser. She steps forward. Line drives it to the back line. It's Dominic. Up front to Sydney Gilland. And we got a violation once again against Tuscarora. The Saints are coming unraveled.
Yeah, a lot of miscues.
Will be interesting to see if Tuscarora elects to use another timeout here shortly. 18-9, Jackson Center. Three hits, the last of which by Alexis Gilland of Tuscarora, is deflected to the back line to Esser. She saves it up front, and Jackson Center gets the point.
Holly Meyer at the top of the net. It rolled along and dropped on the other side.
What a play by Peyton Esser to track that one down 5 feet beyond the back edge, and then Pauline Meyer finished it off. Here's a twisting shot at the net by Tuscarora. Slide of hand maneuver. Jackson Center alertly gets it back. And here's a battle at the net. One block. It goes back to Jackson Center. Haney tracks it down off the floor. Gives it to Esser. Esser to Cassie Meyer. Good recovery by the Tigers. Big rally here. Here's a block at the net by Sydney Gilland of Tuscarora. Off the arm of a Tiger player. It is 19-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Serving Brooke Beamer for the Saints. 1-2-3 hits by the Tigers. The last by Winter. Gotten back by Tuscarora. Good play by Fredericks. Three hits for the Tigers. The final one by Pauline Meyer. The third hit is into the net. 19-11. Tigers by 8. Biggest lead had been a 19-9. Serving the Saints. Three hits Jackson Center. Set up near side for Winter. Tuscarora retrieves. Here's a kill attempt tried by Dominic. It is long. It's no good. 20-11, Jackson Center. Tigers once trailed 5-3 early on in this set. Since then, the Tigers have dominated. Going off the court is Brooke Beamer to get Jackson Center served. And a nice play by Sydney Gillen near the antenna far wing as she angles one cross court and gets it to drop. 20-12. Tigers up 8. Alexis Gillen serves. Cameron Elkert setting up. A teammate, middle of the floor. It's Pauline Meyer. A little dink. It's in. It hit the boundary. Far wing. Oh, nice two-person game right there. Cameron Elkert, Pauline Meyer, 21-12. Tigers set number one. Timeout for the Saints on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And on the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's Jackson Center 21, Tuscarawas Central Catholic 12. Tigers up 9, opening set, state championship Division IV volleyball here at the Netter Center on the campus of Wright State University. Paulie Meyer serving, 3 hits Tuscarawas, the last of which is tried by Fredericks at the net. And Jackson Center sends it right back. It's in, a block, far left side of the floor. Cassie Meyer and Cameron Haney double team against Fredericks of Tuscarawas. Tigers net the point to lead by 10, 22-12. Here is Beamer digging it off the floor, sent it up front to Alexis Gilland. She gets it over. Good recovery by the Tigers. Nice pass by Cameron Elkert. Elkert sends it far left side to Cassie Meyer, and Cassie Meyer windmills that right arm, and she smacks one down the left side. She knocked it home, 23-12 in favor of Jackson Center. Pauline Meyer sends one to Beamer, up front to Fredericks. Pass off on the play to Molly Tripler, who gets it over for the Saints. Little tip shot at the net, but Cassie Meyer, she tried to fake out her opponent. The ball hit the net cord and came down to the floor on the Tigers' side. 23-13. Jackson Center 2 points away from taking set number one. Here's the service by Dominic of Tuscarawas. Set by the Tigers, near side of the floor. Aaron Metz tried to deliver it to Pauline Meyer. She tipped it shy of the mark. It hung on the net cord and came down on Jackson Center's side. 23-14. Tigers still two away. Here's a set. Jackson Center winner winds up. Sends one over. It's gotten back to the Saints. Here's a return to Jackson Center. Misplay by Tuscarawas at the netting as the ball bounced off the right arm of Fredericks. Point to the Tigers, who are one away from grabbing the initial set. 24-14. Serving is Haney for Jackson Center. No, it's Aaron Metz on the serve. It's a good one. Tuscarawas can't cover it up. It's lost on the far side of the floor. It goes off the court, and Jackson Center takes set number one, 25-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bainbach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bainbauer, who owns
Rogers, the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
To me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
After trailing early on in set number one, 5-3, the Tigers came back strong, owned the set, winning comfortably 25-14 over Tuscarawas Central Catholic. Tigers take the initial set by 11. We're underway set number two. Here is Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer with a rather lengthy shot, middle of the floor. It hits an empty area right in front of the three backline players for the Saints. 1-0 Jackson Center. Here is Tuscarawas setting right side of the floor. It's Alexis Gillen. She loops one into the corner. Got it. Ball landed right on the line. We could see it from here. She might have been called for a double hit. She nearly carried that ball. But Tuscarawas got a break. Here's Jackson Center serve receive. It is sent up front to Cassie Meyer. Oh, what a shot. And she really pasted that one, and Fredericks couldn't block it back. It lands on the Saints side. 2-1, Tigers lead. Serve receive, Tuscarawas. At the net is Sydney Gillen. She tries to smack another one over. Again, it's blocked right back by Jackson Center. Middle of the floor, winner gets it done. 3-1, Tigers. Serve receive, Tuscarawas. Fredericks near side, deals far wing to Gillen, and Gillen broke the plane above the netting. Yep, her right arm clearly crossed as she was trying to shoot that ball down the left side. 4-1, Jackson Center, good start, second set. Tigers already up, 1-0. Here's Cameron Elkert setting up Cassie Meyer near side. Saints go off the floor to get it. Here's a backward shot by Gillen over her left shoulder. The ball sent to Jackson Center, near side to Cassie Meyer. That's a gimme, right in front of the net, and Cassie powers it in.
I think, like she said when she did her little interview, she crushed it.
Oh, she did crush it. 5-1, Jackson Center. Here's Tuscarawas coming back. Ball set near side for Lauren Fredericks. Fredericks tries to hammer one. It's repelled right back. What a block. Winner is there. Ware is there. Another point, Jackson Center, 6-1. Here's a ball set left side to Sydney Gillen for Tuscarawas. And she plants a shot in the far left corner of the floor. It's a good one. And that stops the bleeding momentarily. 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Service honors by Maggie Dominick, a 5'8 junior of the Saints. Serve receive, Jackson Center. It goes cross court near side, Cassie Meyer. And she wallops one to the back row. No recovery by Alexis Gillen. It hit her in the right forearm. She had no chance whatsoever.
You can see a lot of frustration on their faces right now.
7-2, Jackson Center. Good serve by Esser. Set middle of the floor, Sydney Gillen for Tuscarawas. And she puts a shot in the left area of the floor on Jackson Center's side. Ware tried to backpedal, couldn't get a fist on it. It's 7-3, Tigers. Serving Lauren Fredericks of Tuscarawas. Here's a set, far wing, Elkert in the middle for Kessler, who misfires on that spike attempt. Swing and a miss. 7-4, Jackson Center up 3. Serving again, Lauren Fredericks for Tuscarawas. Here's a little touch pass up front to Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. She pushes one over, and we had a miscue. Two hits committed on the Tuscarawas side. Error, Alexis Gillen. It's 8-4, Jackson Center. J.L. Fry on the floor, now serving for the Tigers. J.L., a 5'4 senior, delivers to the back row. Brooke Beamer's got it for Tuscarawas. Up front to a teammate. Here is Abby Gilson on the kill. It's good. Gilson drives one right down the middle of the floor, 2 feet inside the back line. 8-5 in favor of Jackson Center. But Tuscarawas gets nearly a service ace on the left side of the court. Ball barely touched by the Tigers. It's 8-6. Here's J.L. Fry setting up a teammate. Near side, it's Haney for Jackson Center. Gotten back by Tuscarawas. Tigers go to work again. Set once more for Haney. Haney tips it over. It's set back by Tuscarawas. Blocked back by Haney. It's good. Good effort by Cameron Haney at the net. Very persistent. 9-6 Tigers. To her right, Cassie Meyer. She'll try to get that top spin serve going again. It sinks right at the feet of Dominic. Dominic sends it up front to Gilson for the Saints. She tries to spike one. It is no good. A little lengthy off the floor. 10-6 Tigers. Cassie Meyer, a good 10, 12 feet off the floor. Lofts it high in the air. Here she comes forward. She blasts that serve. Set, middle of the floor. Gilson, Saints. Tigers get it back. Ball airmailed near side of the floor to Pauline Meyer. Her spike attempt, a good one. But Tuscarawas recovers. Three hits, Jackson Center. Good play, Cameron Elkert. She sets up Kessler. Kessler knocks it home for the point. But I think it's ruled a good point because Tuscarawas broke the plane anyway. Shot was also in. So give it to the Tigers each way. And it's 11-6. Little drop shot left side of the floor. Tried by Gilland of Tuscarawas. It's Alexis who nudges one in on the line just around the antenna. Good effort by her. 11-7 in favor of Jackson Center. Serving Alyssa Teeter, a 5'6 junior for Tuscarawas. 1-2-3 hits by the Tigers. The last by Kessler. Fine block at the net. Good job done by Alexis Gilland of the Saints. It's 11-8 in favor of the Tigers. Two straight points by Tuscarawas. Serving here, Teeter once again. Three hits. Jackson Center set near side for Cassie Meyer. Deflected. Gotten back by Gilson at the net for Tuscarawas. Cross-court shot by Haney. Here's Dominic setting middle of the floor for Sydney Gilland. It's up and over. Kessler's got it for Jackson Center. Good shot at the net. Wow, she pummeled that one. Kessler on the point for the Tigers. Too much mustard on it. No recovery by Tuscarawas. It's 12-8 Jackson Center. Kessler runs forward, leaps, sends the serve. Plenty long beyond the stripe. No good. 12-9 Tigers who lead. One set to none already. Taking the first, 25-14. Brooke Beamer serves for Tuscarawas. Ball fed up front nicely on the play to Winter for Jackson Center. Winter to Aaron Metz. And she paced one over the net. Blocked back by Tuscarawas. But it goes off the court. 13-9. Jackson Center leads. Cameron Elkert on the serve. Serve receive. Ball set up front to Alexis Gilland. Little drop shot at the net, though, by Jackson Center. It's in there. What a play. Heads up by Aaron Metz. Aaron with a splendid maneuver. She had the Saints on their heels. She laid it right in front. 14-9, Jackson Center. Already up one set to none. Timeout Saints on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original Double Decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Momentum so important in the game of volleyball. It's all going Tigers' way. Leading one set to none, up 14-9. Set number two, Cameron Elkert serving. Here's a set near side for Tuscarawas, Alexis Gilland. Tigers get it back. Little set in front to Cameron Elkert.
And we got a miscue against the Tigers, a couple hits. 14-10, Jackson Center leads. Alexis Gillen serves. 5'10 sophomore. Here's a near side play by Kristen Ware for Jackson Center. Gotten back by Tuscarawas. No, it hits the net cord and falls on the Saints side. Recovery attempted by Beamer, but she couldn't make the play. 15-10 Tigers. Set far left wing for Sydney Gilland of Tuscarawas, who swings that arm around and drives one down the left side. It's in on the kill. Tuscarawas earns the point, 15-11. Jackson Center by four. Maggie Dominick serving for the Saints. Dug off the floor by Cassie Meyer. Fed right back to Cassie. Cassie with a spike at the net. It's deflected by Tuscarawas. It lands on the Saints side. There is just no defending Cassie Meyer at the net. The junior is on fire once again here today. 16-11 Tigers. And here's an attempted pass by Tuscarawas on the serve receive. It goes over the net. Tigers get it back. Tuscarawas recovers. Here's Esser. Middle of the floor, Elkert. Near left side for Pauline and Cassie Meyer. And one of the two with a fine spike to the back boundary. It lands on the line. Good teamwork by the Tigers, who lead it 17-11. Here's Esser serving. Back row, recovery, Tuscarawas. Ball sent up front to Lauren Fredericks. She knocks it across. 1, 2, 3 hits. Jackson Center, last by Cassie Meyer. Good play by the Saints. Sydney Gilland, who hammered one to the back line. Peyton Esser went sprawling on the hardwood, but she couldn't scrape it up. 17-12. Jackson Center by five. Lauren Fredericks, 6-foot senior, serves. Back row, Jackson Center's got it. Sent up front to Cassie Meyer. Spike attempt. Good dig off the floor by Tuscarawas. Set for Sydney Gilland, who notches the point at the net. Good play by Sydney Gilland. 17-13. Jackson Center up four. Frederick serving again for Tuscarawas. Back row, Pauline Meyer digs up front to Cassie. Middle of the court, tries to jam one. Good recovery by Fredericks. Fredericks to the net to a teammate. Shot short, though, by Tuscarawas. 18-13, Jackson Center. Tigers already lead it 1-0. Tuscarawas led early in the initial set 5-3. It has been all Tigers ever since. Here's the serve received by the Saints. Tipped back on the play by Gilson. Jackson Center's got it. Cassie Meyer to Kessler. Kessler knocks one over. 1, 2, 3 hits by the Saints, the last of which is ruled a carry. Molly Triplett up front. Violation. Jackson Center gets the point. The lead swells right back to 6. Good serve by Fry of Jackson Center. Push shot up and over by Alexis Gilland of Tuscarawas. Ball fed to Kessler. Kessler knocks one over for Jackson Center. It comes right back. 3 hits for the Tigers. The last by Kessler. And she pounded that one right down the throat of the Saints.
I like that little quick set to the middle hitter.
Yeah, the defense doesn't have the time to get ready for it. Alicia Kessler delivers again. Timeout Saints. Down 7. 20-13. Tigers already up. 1-0. On scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Take advantage of great savings, high-quality furniture always at Goffney Furniture, located on West Michigan in Sydney on the west side of I-75. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A,
HighQualityFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced just right. And as we return to action, Jackson Center with another powerful spike. Cassie Meyer notches an additional kill. And it's 21-13. Oh, it's a mismatch right now in the state championship in Division Four. Great service, Jackson Center. Poor pass to the front by Tuscarawas. Another point, Tigers, 22-13. J.L. Fry on a roll, serving. J.L. knocks one over. Here's Tuscarawas trying to get it back. And we have a net violation up front against the Tigers. 22-14. That 9-point cushion seconds ago, 22-13, was Jackson Center's largest advantage in this second set. Here's J.L. Fry setting far right side to Cassie Meyer. Oh, that's a cupcake shot for her. She hammers it down the right side. No one there. Beautiful quick set by J.L. Fry. 23-14, Jackson Center. 2 points away from a commanding 2-set-to-none lead. Cassie Meyer's serve goes to Dominic back line. Up front it goes on the player to Sydney Gilland. And she drills one down the left boundary. Got it for Tuscarawas. 23-15 in favor of the Tigers. Service honors by the Saints. Alyssa Teeter, a 5'6 junior. She hammers to Pauline Meyer. Three hits, the last by Cassie Meyer. Goes off the fingertips of Sydney Gilland of the Saints. She gets it up front to a teammate, up and over. Three hits for the Tigers, the last of which by Pauline Meyer is a cross-court kill, and it is superb. Right in an empty nest in the defense of Tuscarawas. Beautiful placement by Pauline Meyer. 24-15. Set point here for a big 2-sets-to-none lead. Kessler on the service. Three hits for Tuscarawas. Three by Jackson Center. The last on the far wing by Haney. Her left-handed spike is a dandy. Haney gets the game-winning point. Set number two goes to Jackson Center. 25-15. Similar score. 25-14 in the opener. 2-sets-to-none lead, Tigers in the D4 state championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Wright State University Nutter Center. The Jackson Center Tigers 1 set away from earning their first volleyball state championship, 28th year for head coach Kim Metz. Jackson Center overmatching Tuscarawas so far, 2-sets-to-none cushion. Victories 25-14 and 25-15 in sets 1 and 2. Alexis Gilland serves for the Saints to start set 3.
Ball set middle of the floor. Elkert to Cassie Meyer. She gets it over. And then Tuscarawas with an error passing the ball on the Saints side. An attack miscue. Point Jackson Center. 1-0 lead. Pauline Meyer serves. Here's Beamer for the Saints. Up front to teammate Sydney Gillen. Jackson Center gets it back. Far left side of the floor. Cassie Meyer's shot hits the net cord. No recovery by Fredericks of the Saints. Not a chance. Another point by Cassie Meyer. She is wielding a strong right arm. 2-0, Tigers lead. Here's Tuscarawas in the serve receive. And the shot sails long. It's no good. Pauline Meyer on a streak at the outset of set number three. Serving again. Diving to the floor goes Alexis Gillen. Sends it up front to Sydney Gillen. Oh, good play by Cameron Elkert. She dives off the court for the Tigers to get it back. Knocked over by Esser. Recovery by Tuscarawas. Three hits, Jackson Center. The third of which by Cassie Meyer. It's not a spike. It's a little dink. It's in. Oh, she outfoxed him on that play. 4-0, Jackson Center. No answer from the Saints. Tuscarawas off the floor to get the serve. And here's a good windmill action shot at the net by Sydney Gillen. As she pounds one in, the ball is repelled wide by the Tigers. And it's 4-1. Jackson Center leads. Serving Dominic for Tuscarawas. 1-2-3 hits by the Tigers. The last of which by Metz is a spike down the right side of the floor. And she hammers it home. 5-1. Jackson Center in the lead. Could be the third and decisive set if the Tigers take it. They're up 2-0. Two sets to none lead at this point. Serve received Tuscarawas, and the shot is sprayed wide off the floor. Dominic couldn't catch the line. On the far side of the court, Jackson Center earns another point, 6-1 lead. Three hits by Tuscarawas, middle of the floor, Alexis Gillen. Jackson Center, near side of the court, it's Ware. Ware sends one over with the right. Here's a good play by Dominic of Tuscarawas. She shoots the ball middle of the floor. No one there for the Tigers. And a point for the Saints. It's 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers were behind very briefly at 4-3 and 5-3 and 5-4 in the opening set. Only during that very brief stretch have the Tigers trailed in this match. We've got some controversy here on the 10th point of the third set. I think the Tigers are given the point, correct, Chuck?
Yeah, they got the point. The shot was in. I thought that they caught the ball on the other side and there was no call.
But nonetheless, Jackson Center gets the point. The shot is good on the play by Pauline Meyer. Looked like a carry against the Saints. Wasn't called. Jackson Center got it anyway. And the Tigers come right back. Here's a big spike right up front by Kessler. Alicia knocks it home again. The 6'2" junior is right on the money with that shot. 8-2 Tigers. Three hits by Tuscarawas. The last by Sydney Gillen. Here's Jackson Center setting near side for Winter. Winter hammers one. Good recovery by Fredericks of the Saints. Jackson Center gets it back. Guess who? It's Cassie Meyer. And Cassie Meyer powers one down the left side. She's got it. 9-2 Tigers. Jackson Center up. 2-0. J.L. Fry eager to make this serve for Jackson Center. It goes down the left side of the court and it's off. That one was hooked a little bit. It missed the line by several inches. It was close. Good try by her for the ace. 9-3, Tigers up 6. Here's an excellent service by Tuscarawas, Sydney Gillen at the feet of Peyton Esser. 9-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Serve received Cassie Meyer. Back set by J.L. Fry to Cassie. Cassie's got it. Look out. It's in! Cassie Meyer to J.L. Fry. Right back to Cassie. Wow, what teamwork and communication. 10-4, Tigers lead it. Cassie sends that ball a good 15, 16 feet in the air on the serve. She sinks one over. Recovery by Fredericks
Here's Jackson Center. 1, 2, 3 hits. The last by Winter. Her spike attempt clips the net cord and drops in on the Saints side. It's 11-4. And the mismatch continues. It's all Tigers in the Division IV state title game. Dominic serve receive. Set near side for Alexis Gillen of Tuscarawas, and she nets the point. The 11 Tigers, or I should say 11-5. Tigers in front by 6. Jackson Center up 2 sets to none. Winning earlier by scores of 25-14 and 25-15. Serve receive, Esser, good dig by her. Sends it far left side to Cassie Meyer, to Pauline up and over. Here's Tuscarawas setting near side, Sydney Gillen. And Gillen smacks one down to the knees of Cassie Meyer, who is ruled for double hitting it. 11-6, 3 straight points by the Saints. Here is a serve receive of Jackson Center, set far side for Pauline Meyer. Deflected by Tuscarawas, and it goes off the court in the Tigers' favor. 12-6, Jackson Center. Peyton Esser gets the service honors. Peyton, a 5'6 senior. She steps into the ball. Air mails it over. Here's a set by Tuscarawas. Actually wound up being a shot that went over the net, but a Tuscarawas player broke the plane. Miscommunication by the Saints.
She went for to try to get to the ball, and it went over anyway.
13-6, Tigers up 7. Serve receive, Tuscarawas. Here's Gilson at the net. One hand shot over. J.L. Fry setting for Pauline Meyer. It hits the net cord, comes right back to her. She touches it again. That's a double hit. 13-7. Jackson Center up 6. Halfway through the third set. Tigers lead 2 sets to none for the D4 state championship. It would be Jackson Center's first. Oh, here's a ball labeled hard by Winner. A near side slam by her off the arm of a Saints player. Point Jackson Center, 14-7. Good play by Vanessa. And the Saints get a timeout down by 7 in the third set. Tigers up 2 sets to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The lead is 7 for Jackson Center here in the third set. Cameron Elkert is serving. Tigers are up 2 sets to none. On the verge of a rather easy Division IV state championship win. 3 hits by Tuscarawas, 3 by the Tigers, the last by Pauline Meyer, dug off the floor by Tuscarawas, sent to the front net, it hits the middle of the netting and drops to the floor on the Saints side. 15-7, Tigers. Cameron Elkert serving again. Right side of the floor, it goes to Alexis Gillen. She angles a spike across the floor, and it's good.
Wow. That was right in front of me, and my goodness.
Looked like it might have been wide.
By about a foot.
15-8, Jackson Center up 7. Here is Jackson Center serve receive. Ball sent to the far left side of the floor to Ware. Ware's got it. Right in front of the net, Kristen dinks one in. She had the defenders backpedaling, and she was aware and dropped it short in front of them. 16-8, Tigers. Here's a serve receive by Tuscarawas. It is sailing long. It's off the floor in the corner into the Tigers bench. 17-8, Jackson Center. Pauline Meyer serving. Serve receive, Tuscarawas at the net at Sydney Gillen. Look out, it's blocked back. Oh, what a play. Dynamite effort, Kristen Ware again.
She's playing a dynamite game right now.
Wow, Kristen Ware, the 5'10 junior, is on fire. 18-8, Tigers. 3 hits, Tuscarawas. Here's Elkert setting behind her for a teammate. Here's a great drop shot by Metz. It's in! Erin Metz
with a little blooper right in front of Tuscarawas, set up nicely by Elkert. Good deception by the Tigers. Aaron Metz got it done. Here's Jackson Center serving. Tuscarawas sends it to the front line. And in the net against the Saints, 20-8, Jackson Center. Tuscarawas needs another timeout, and we'll keep it right here. A sea of orange across the way on their feet in unison. Jackson Center up 2-0, leading 20-8 in set number 3, wiping out Tuscarawas Central Catholic. We're on the air here today thanks to a number of fine sponsors, including Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaching out to aid small businesses. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice with high-quality computer service on time. You can phone 937-538-6948. That's Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions for your computer needs. 538-6948, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, the Tigers prove they're human with a service error, and it's 20-9 in favor of Jackson Center. Three hits by the Saints, the last of which by Gilson. Recovery by Escher at the back row. Sent it up front to a teammate. It's Ware all over with Kessler. An attempted block back by Tuscarawas fails. Boy, Kristen Ware is dynamite in this match, Chuck.
She's playing a great match.
21-9. Ware successful again at the netting for Jackson Center. Here's a cross-court shot by Fredericks of Tuscarawas. Recovered by Cameron Elkert. Far left wing to Cassie Meyer. Meyer sends one over. She blasts one. Tuscarawas can't retrieve it. It's 22-9 in favor of the Tigers. Aaron Metz is serving. Boy, she's had a brilliant state tournament. Here's the recovery. Back row by Alexis Gillen. Jackson Center with 1-2-3 hits. Far left side, Cassie Meyer. Pumps one across with the right. Three hits by Tuscarawas. Good block by Kessler. Here's the recovery by Tuscarawas. It's sent to the front row. It's short of the net. It was a pass or a shot. Nonetheless, it falls to the floor. Tigers get the point, 23-9. Metz on a roll serving. Here's Alexis Gillen, near side to Fredericks. Fredericks with teammate Gilson. Her shot is short. Good intimidation at the netting by Ware and Kessler. A point to the Tigers, 24-9. Here it is, set and match point. Service on the back row, tried by Jackson Center. Well done by Metz. Recovery by Tuscarawas. Three hits for the Tigers. The last to kill attempt by Cassie Meyer. Retrieved by the Saints. 1-2-3 hits Jackson Center. And how fitting. Cassie Meyer delivers the championship point. Cassie Meyer went pell-mell down the left side of the floor as she drove one home into the teeth of the Tuscarawas defense, and the Saints simply could not handle it. Oh, what a set on the play. Cameron Elkert flipped it cross court to Cassie Meyer. Cassie's previous kill attempt had been dug off the floor by the Saints, but not this one. And Jackson Center, in tremendous fashion, belts Tuscarawas Central Catholic by scores of 25-9 in the third, 25-14 in the first, 25-15 in the second. The Tigers win 25-15, 14-9. Let me get that straight, Chuck. 25-14, 15-9. Really doesn't matter. An easy 3 sets
wow.
to none.
Yeah.
State championship victory for Jackson Center. And congratulations to Kim Metz, 28th year as head coach at Jackson Center. 4 trips to the state final, 4. And the Tigers bring back to Shelby County the state crown after Fort Laramie in Shelby County took it all last year.
Well, anybody who comes out of that region is normally in Division IV is expected to win the state. There was the match yesterday was one of the best I've ever watched. and they persevered in that one, and they just came out and took care of business today. They were that much better than Tuscarora Catholic today.
It was a no-doubter from the get-go. As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Jackson Center trailed only briefly in this entire match today, and that came back in the initial set. Jackson Center was down 4-3, 5-3, 5-4. The only moment in this entire match when Jackson Center trailed was in the first 8 or 9 points of the initial set. After that, Jackson Center in total command the rest of the way. And I tell you what, Chuck, the entire roster, heroes together. Wow, this was a tremendously well-balanced team effort by Jackson Center in taking the state title.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday and today both. Cassie Meyer was the outstanding player in the tournament, but she had all kinds of help. And up front, that was the difference. They were so strong.
Yes, terrific depth displayed by Jackson Center on the front line. Kristen Ware, outstanding. So was Aaron Metz. Cameron Haney was excellent, too. In addition, so was Vanessa Winter. Alicia Kessler, really strong up front. And Cassie Meyer, needless to say, she was splendid and outstanding. Digging by Peyton Esser. And, boy, the passing and the setting from Cameron Elkert and J.L. Fry. Marvelous, marvelous volleyball displayed here in the state tournament all season long by the Jackson Center Tigers, who close it all out with a tremendous campaign. Wow, Jackson Center 29-1 for the entire year, including the tournament, Chuck. Losers of just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sets the entire season.
That's what's amazing. And, you know, I coached forever, and I never felt like a loss was a good thing. But I think that loss for them to Fort Loramie really refocused them and took some of the pressure off. I think last year when they got there and they were number one in the state, undefeated, and you could just see the nerves. This year, you didn't see it at all.
Right. And major congratulations to the 7 seniors on this Jackson Center roster: Peyton Esser, Lauren Metz, Abby Meyer, J.L. Fry, Pauline Meyer, Aaron Metz, and Aaron Sosby. They will all be missed. Outstanding experience graduates for Jackson Center, but a host of fine young players come back. Jackson Center will be mighty strong again next season.
Real strong along the front line, and they got Cameron Elkert back there. You know, they get a little bit of depth in the backside, and they could be right back here.
No doubt about it. Well, we have announcements taking place. In fact, the state runner-up awards being presented to Tuscarora Central Catholic. We'll take a short break, then return to bring you our Clancy Star of the Game awards and close out our webcast of this Jackson Center state championship victory in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby,
this is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from the Wright State University Nutter Center, where the Jackson Center Tigers, in convincing fashion, have easily dispatched Tuscarora Central Catholic 3-0 to take the Division IV state championship. And right now, William Reichert, the superintendent, and Jeff Reese, the principal at the high school, are at center court presenting the state championship hardware to each of the Tigers who comprise this terrific state championship squad. Assistant coaches Tara Schuster, Sarah Kipker, and Olivia Cummings. Head coach Kim Metz, her 28th year. Fourth trip here to the state tourney, and the Tigers get it done. Kim, as you can understand, Chuck, a little tight-lipped in the last couple of weeks about going public, saying this was her best volleyball team ever. She didn't want to jinx anything, but she knew down deep in her mind this club was certainly good enough to take the state title, and they did it today easily.
Oh, this is a special, special volleyball team, and we talked about it before the game. They talked about being family. You just see it. I mean, the kids play for each other. They're more excited when somebody else makes a play than they are when they make the play. And that's the sign of a really good team.
And that was communicated by a couple of our players from Jackson Center during pre-match interviews today. They are more tickled to see the teammate notch the point than they are excited about themselves getting a point. The communication, the chemistry, the camaraderie displayed throughout the season by these Jackson Center Tigers spelled success. And now the Jackson Center Tiger players, after receiving their state championship hardware, line up facing the Tiger crowd across the way. And officials from the Ohio High School Athletic Association now presenting the state championship trophy. And the OHSAA has acknowledged Kim Metz's 28 years of service as the head coach at Jackson Center. A well-deserved honor for her and the Tigers, who take the state crown in three sets, defeating Tuscarawas Central Catholic. Again, the seniors, Peyton Esser, Lauren Metz, Abby Meyer, J.L. Fry, Polly Meyer, Aaron Metz, Aaron Sosby. What a way for those young ladies, Chuck, to cap off their senior year. Some fond memories about Jackson Center High School for them and taking the state title in their 12th grade.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is something they'll remember forever. Yeah. And you see, I mean, we saw the Division I. We were seeing it here. You see the losing team and you see the tears. You feel bad for the kids. Someday they'll really appreciate the fact that they were just even here.
There it is. OHSAA making the announcement. Division IV state championship. Jackson Center Tigers and the ladies across the way hold up the state championship trophy high, signaling number one in the air from each young lady. A sea of orange and black on the far side of another center, saluting the victorious Tigers down below. What a scene here at Wright State University. Chuck, let's take a moment and recognize our Clancy stars of the game for Jackson Center. Might be difficult to nail down.
It is.
Just a couple or three.
I think we're going to go with Peyton Esser. She was terrific again today and really anchored the back. Cameron Elkert, another terrific match today. Cassie Meyer, of course, she was the star. And Alicia Kessler, we're going to give four of them. And I could probably give out a few more. I mean, Aaron Metz was outstanding. Haney was outstanding. Ware was outstanding.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to do, but we'll give out four.
Yeah, the depth of Jackson Center on the front line, unmatched by any other team in the state in Division IV, that's for sure. Yes, Monroeville had 3 6-footers yesterday. Tuscarawas Central Catholic had a pair of sisters and a third strong player up front, 5'11", here today. But Jackson Center had a half dozen who could go to the net with strong arms and make those spikes and place the ball beautifully anywhere on the floor. And the feeding from Esser and Fry and Elkert, superb the entire tournament and season for that matter. Chuck, again, highlighting our four Clancy's Award winners. Did you forget them?
Peyton Esser, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Alicia Kessler.
brought to you by Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
As we return to the Nutter Center at Wright State University, the Jackson Center Tigers complete the photo op session following their state championship triumph against Tuscarawas and the presentation of the state championship hardware and the team trophy, which Kim Metz clutches in her left hand and arm across the way.
Well, we do a lot of basketball games there, and we go right by the trophy case every time. We're going to get to see that up close and personal here in a couple of weeks.
Yep, speaking of basketball, we start our coverage of girls' action this coming Saturday night, 1 week from this evening. Fort Loramie against Tippecanoe from Fort Loramie High School. Right now, game time still set for 7:30. 7:30 tip-off on the air at about 7:10 for girls' high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com this coming Saturday night. And then a week from this coming Friday, 2 weeks from yesterday, we will commence boys action here on scoresbroadcast.com with a Shelby County League contest for you. As right away in that first weekend of boys play, Chuck, on Thanksgiving weekend, league games take place in the Shelby County Conference.
I mean, it's you got to be prepared, I mean, because the first league game is just as important as the last league game.
Yep, righto. So Fort Loramie girls will begin their defense of the Division IV girls state title against Tippecanoe 1 week from this evening on the air at 7:10, tip-off 7:30 here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors all year long here on Scores Broadcast. These anchors are American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, Developing Timber Trail, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, a number of beautiful wooded lots available at Timber Trail. The developer is Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf will customize a gorgeous home for you according to your plan and your specifications. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Green. Greenville and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, as we noted, the household name and building. The in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions, plus excellent workmanship. I mentioned Brookins in Fort Loramie. Don't forget it's Saturday. time for the pork chop special at Brookins in Fort Loramie, where your food is cooked fresh always. You can sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins have owned and operated the restaurant for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal place to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, the spacious second floor available too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Don't forget roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special tonight, Saturday evening at Brookins. Chuck, I've thoroughly enjoyed high school football and the volleyball season. We got a little more in the way of volleyball than we might have bargained for, although we knew Jackson Center had a very good chance to advance on to the state tournament. And we got to see the Tigers in the regional and the state Final Four, and Jackson Center delivered in grand style. Wow, what a tournament by the Tigers. What a season. 29-1, only five sets lost by the Orange and Black the entire year. Marvelous campaign, and a host of fine young players coming back. Seven seniors, but underclassmen galore with a lot of experience.
Yeah, they got a lot coming back, and most importantly, I would guess, is Cassie Myers going to be back there.
Rhett Gish has been our scorers, Broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, our final tallies here today, Jackson Center victorious in five. The Tigers win it by scores of 25-14, 25-15. And, Chuck, that third and final
25-9.
Set, 25-9.
Unbelievable.
Believe it or not, Jackson Center trailed for only a brief moment in the entire state championship match. That was at 4-3, 5-3, and 5-4 early on in set number one. Tigers in total command in disposing of Tuscarawas Central Catholic, and Jackson Center wins the state championship in Division IV volleyball convincingly here today at the Nutter Center at Wright State. We've got high school basketball for you next Saturday, as mentioned. 7:30 tip-off, Fort Loramie hosts Tippecanoe in girls action on the air at 7:10 on scoresbroadcast.com. For Rhett Gish and Chuck McBee alongside here at the Nutter Center, Jack Kramer saying goodnight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.